as we get ready to kick it in full gear for another huge October weekend. We turn our attention, because it's that time on a Friday, it's Sports Talk, it's 4 o'clock hour, it's football season. We look to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Last week, he gave you the Sun Devils over the Cougs, Huskies laying it on the road, Utah Big over the Beavs. He had another great week for his service. Online, it's ParamountSports.com. On Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling joins us. Lee, how is life in glorious South FLA?
Not bad. A lot of people thought we were getting a tropical storm, but that's hitting the panhandle, so that's only about close to 500 miles away.
Okay, if you tell me that you're secure, I'm going to play that hand. Lot to talk about. The games start to take on more magnitude here. But an old Mountain West matchup. Boise State thumped Hawaii, 59 points. They're in Provo playing BYU. Cougs look to bounce back from a tough road loss in your neck of the woods to South Florida. Hank Bachmeier, the quarterback for the Broncos, took a shot last week. I think they said he's a game-time decision. BSU, however, unbeaten and ranked 14th, and they are a six-point road chalk. What's this one looking like?
Here's what's going on. I just think that BYU is getting played out. They were plus three in turnover ratio last week, and they barely beat South Florida. They were plus in turnover ratio in the Toledo game and lost straight up and against the spread. They're on a backup quarterback, and I know Hank Bachmeier, it looks like, will not start or play for Boise State, but they got some good backups, and they're under the radar. No one's talking about them. Years past, 4 or 5 years ago, and they would be 4, 5, 6, and 0. Everyone's talking about them. But they're under the radar this year, and I think they have their eyes on the prize, and that's a New Year's Day bowl game. And pass defense, if they get ahead here, I think they're going to be able to really do a number on BYU, maybe intercept a couple balls here. They have number 12 pass defense. So let's take Boise here. They win and cover 27-17.
Well, all righty then. Share of the Pac-12 lead on the line. Couple of teams coming off really big wins. I mean, Utah just marched into our neck of the woods and took Oregon State behind the woodshed. They even called off the dogs in the fourth quarter and won 52-7. Arizona State, dramatic win. Man, I like that freshman quarterback, Jaden Daniels, closed the deal himself with that wild scramble. Utes a big 12-point home chalk, however, in Sac Lake City. What say you?
I mean, it's up to like 13.5, 14 points now, and I projected this line should be like 7.5, 8. You know, the winner of this game becomes the Pac-12 South runner. I mean, two big games are pretty much going to decide who's going to be going to the Pac-12 championship game. ASU, I know Utah's front seven is better. They've allowed 92 rushing yards or less in all six games, but ASU's not bad, allowing 140 or less in all six games, and they just hang around in games. All four games against Power 5 conference teams have been decided by 7 points or less, and Herm just knows how to get his kids up. They're 8-3 against the spread as an underdog since he came in last year, and they already have two nice quality wins on the road against Cal and Michigan State. I love this kid, Jaden Daniels. He's not playing like a freshman. Only one interception he's thrown all year. Got a lot of, throws the ball well and also has great escapability running the football. And then some things that have me concerned with Utah. Their schedule ranks number 108 out of 130 teams. The only test they didn't pass this year against USC, and they get penalized a lot. Number 124 out of 130 teams. This can really cost them. It stalled some drives. It's helped some other teams keep drives alive. I think Utah wins 24-20, but almost 14 points, I'm taking Sparky.
big number. The annual Softy Bowl takes us to Seattle with Oregon and Washington. You know, it's strange with the way the schedule's worked out, even though it's mid-October. If Oregon wins this, the North is pretty much theirs. Ducks with the impressive top-to-bottom game last week. UW with probably their most complete game of the season. They lit up Arizona down there. Odds makers, like a tight one, say Oregon by a field goal. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, the winner basically gets to play in the Pac-12 championship game here. You know, all the eyes are going to be on Justin Herbert and Jacob Eason, especially these teams that, like the Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Washington Redskins. I think the edge there is to Justin Herbert. But running back, C.J. Verdell, I like him a lot, but after that, I just don't see much as far as a backup. You know, if someone else has to come in and play, I don't think they can do a great job. Then also, you know, you might get a turnover there. They're fumble prone. And I think Washington's running back's coming on, Salvin Ahmed, number 26, a junior. Everyone thought he was the guy that was going to step in. But the surprise this year is they have another junior, number 25, Sean McGrew. He's really come on of late. And it comes down to coaching. Chris Peterson, he's a huge edge. He's won big games before. Mario Cristobal, 19 games. He's choked two games here because of time management against Stanford and Auburn. And this is a host series, 13-6 against the spread. Wrong team's favored. Give me the Dogs, 27-24.
All righty. To the NFL we go, landing in my old stomping ground, the NFC East. The Eagles versus Jerry's World for the Cowboys, who lost to the J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Philly, in essence, got it crammed where the sun don't shine with their linebacker talking crap all week about Kirk Cousins, who ripped them for four TDs and got Zach Brown cut. So a wise career path there. The division lead on the line, Dallas -3. What's your play here?
Well, it looks like possibly both tackles will play. They're going to at least try to play. But without Dallas and their top receiver, I just don't know if Dak Prescott's the guy. It seems like he needs to have his line intact, at least have his top receiver, and have Ezekiel Elliott to be able to perform at a high level. And on the other side, Carson Wentz starting to get into a rhythm now. Last four games, 8 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. I know they got issues on defense. Their cornerback position not very good. But I don't know if Dallas can make him pay because of the injury to their top receiver. I like Philadelphia. I'm calling for the upset here, 30-27.
All right. Yeah. I like that because, regardless, I just root against Dallas. Couple final thoughts for Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Back here in the great Northwest, Seahawks over another nail-biter, this one at the Cleveland Overrateds. They'll host Baltimore, who's benefited from the Browns being the Browns, the Roethlisberger injury, and the Bengals being the Bengals. They lead the North. Bit of a homecoming. Earl Thomas returns to Seattle as a Raven. Seattle -3. Which way you lean in here?
Yeah, looking forward to this game because you get two great quarterbacks. I mean, either of these quarterbacks, if there's just like Joe Flacco's playing for either one of these two teams, each offensive line's probably giving up 45, 50 sacks. But love Russell Wilson. I think he is the MVP right now. But Lamar Jackson, same way. And they got two power running backs for each team. So Carson and then also what you got going on at Baltimore with like I said, you get some guys that come in every once in a while, they just, you know, they're not the right fit. But when you watch Baltimore and you see Mark Ingram, I think he's a great fit there. Here's the problem for Baltimore. They made the trade for Peters because they're having too many busts in coverage. And then on top of that, their special teams, everyone knows about their star kicker, but dropping punts, punt coverage, kick coverage has not been good at all. And this is a team, Baltimore, they used to always seem like get a kick return or a punt return a couple times a year for a touchdown. Not happening this year. Tough place to play, too. So I'm going to give Seattle the edge here. I think they wouldn't cover this game 36-30.
Yeah, I agree with you. Russell Wilson, I mean, the dude is just special. All right. Lastly, it's been a terrific season again for Lee and his service, finding those advantageous matchups for their clients. The game of the week, interesting, Utah State under new coach, former Beaver coach Gary Anderson, hosting Nevada's, who had a lot of problems. Big number on this one. So I'll let the good people of our listening audience know how to get this one. From Maverick Stadium in Logan, Utah, plus all you and your people at Paramount Sports have to offer.
If they want to get this game, just be one of the first 10 callers. Call 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 1-800-400-9741. And have a new promotion this week. Never rolled this one out before. It is the Autumn Annihilator. 12 games combined Saturday and Sunday. And I'm feeling 9-3 or 10-2 or better. If I don't have a winning record, if I don't go 7-5 or better, anyone who comes aboard for $100, they're going to get the rest of October for free. So I'm feeling that strongly about my package of games on Saturday and Sunday. So Autumn Annihilator, just $100. It's an instant download. So when you purchase it, a window pops open with all 12 games. You don't have to call me back Saturday and Sunday morning. You're ready to go. $100, Autumn Annihilator, ParamountSports.com, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right, Lee, so next week we'll see if Softy's had an aneurysm or if things went his way. Always great catching up with you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You know,
and
we'll
chat next Friday.
The Ducks won by one.
Oh,
I win.
No, I wouldn't.
Ducks win. Softy has an aneurysm.
And that's a win. Nice guys
it's
we like are.
See,
huh?
It's fun to see him get upset sometimes. So.
Oh yeah, no, it's classic. All right, man. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Take it easy.
Yeah, I don't want to see him. Something happen to him. I just want to see him just be upset for a few days.
Well, it just makes it fun. I guess it's your definition of fun. All right.
Right,
Lee Sterling, everybody, enjoy, man. Always a pleasure.
You too. Take care.
All right.